Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
We're going to start off with breaking news today. There's been breaking news on the squirrel front, on the squirrel war front. My family dog in Decatur, Illinois.
Just in off the wire.
My family dog, Crack House Willie, in Decatur, Illinois, killed a squirrel. So it's the...
No shit.
Yep, the war... And brought it into the house. The war has once again escalated, and it's also spread to dogs. Terriers.
It's moving. It's moving to many different fronts.
Yep, I am many locations in Decatur, Illinois.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
What the fuck are we gonna do?
And my other dog, Dylan, he got up on the table, or on the treat thing, and took all the treats down and ate every one of them.
How did he even get up there?
He's never done it before. I think because my other family dog recently passed away, and they're acting weird.
Okay, yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. So...
Wow, I'm just picturing Dylan up on the counter, and...
Yeah, I know.
He's not a Pomeranian.
No, he's not exactly a Pomeranian, man.
Wow. Yeah.
So these squirrels are not to be trusted, and I've been noticing them a lot. The squirrels are just acting weird around here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I heard one barking out the, it sounded like a bird, but it was on top of my roof, like just looking down. Just...
And when I was in your bathroom the other day?
Yeah.
And I looked out the window, and there's a tree right outside of the window of his bathroom. And I looked out the window, and the squirrel's just hanging on this tree, staring at me. And it freaked me out.
Yeah,
I screamed, didn't I?
I think you did, and yeah. I was really concerned.
Cause yeah.
I thought maybe the raccoon from underneath the bathtub got you, but it was a squirrel.
No, that if that fucking raccoon came out, I would have been screaming like a little girl and running. I hate animals. Like I love them, but I don't like when they surprise me.
Right, yeah.
You know, especially wild ones like squirrels, raccoons, opossums, like things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like the possum on the porch.
Yeah,
the
Jesus.
Front porch, yeah.
That thing is a nutcase.
That's why we call this the animal house, you know.
That possum might be dead, though. We saw a dead possum, remember?
Yeah, but I've seen baby possums on the porch recently since we saw the dead one.
So it goes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
The children of the possum.
Child.
The child.
The child.
Bring forth the child.
What else is going on here?
Oh, man.
I went to Austin on Monday, had a show down there.
Yeah, how was that? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty fierce.
Pretty fierce, huh?
Yep. I played with this other guy named Dallas Seeley.
Yeah, that was at the
Shiner Saloon.
Shiner Saloon. Now, is that affiliated with Shiner Beer?
Well, they have every Shiner that you can get on tap. They even have that Shiner 101 on tap.
Really?
Yeah, and like Shiner Blonde, Shiner Heppenweisen, Shiner, all that business.
Everything on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, but you don't know if it's...
Well, I assume that it is.
Yeah.
You know?
It could just be some fucking crazy person who's like, I gotta have every... bit of Shiner. He's probably got 10-year-old Shiner on tap there, you know, that's vintage.
Vintage Shiner.
It's like, you know, $10 a pint.
But then hung out in Austin for a couple of days. Cried a little bit.
Austin.
No, I didn't cry. Austin.
Austin.
Austin, so the traffic is just stupid. There's no fucking reason. That his wife should go out and owe money all over town, and they come and pee on your fucking rug.
That's a great point.
It was Starfire's wife.
Yes,
well, Love Comet's birthday. When we rolled.
Yeah, that's right. We went rolling at University Lanes here in Denton. It was
a great time.
A bowling extravaganza, man. There was friends and family and coworkers, and it was a blast.
Now, here's the thing. If your coworker comes to your birthday party, wouldn't that mean that you're now friends as well as coworkers?
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're right.
Because if you invite your coworker to your birthday, that means that you're friends.
Well, yeah. Like I would invite you to my birthday, but you know, I consider you my friend and my coworker.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you could do both.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
No. We should explore this.
We should examine this a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is to examine about it.
Well, okay. That was some pretty in-depth examination, though.
Yeah. I think that we hit the nail on the head. What did we decide?
That your coworker is also...
Oh, we decided that it doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what we decided.
It doesn't... Fuck it.
Fuck them shits.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Oh, fuck it. I'm sure that's your answer to everything.
Yeah. Your revolution is over. The bums will always... So I went into the bowling alley and immediately went to the jukebox, and they got one of those online jukeboxes and just played all the shit from the Big Lebowski soundtrack. I tried to order a White Russian, a Caucasian.
They didn't make you a Caucasian?
No, dude, they didn't have milk.
They didn't have non-dairy creamer as an acceptable substitute?
No. And so she gave me a free beer. I was like, I didn't really. She's like, well, we try to keep the customers happy. I was like, okay. And so I had two beers, and then one of them was free, and then I went back and tried to pay for my beer and didn't have any cash, and they said, well, they're $2, but the credit card minimum is $4. So I ended up paying for the beer. I was like, I just put the beer on the other end. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, it's all right. I'm not going to go spend $2 to get money out of the ATM, you know, just to pay a $4 tab.
Well, so it all worked out for everybody.
Yep, they got their money.
Right, and you still got some alcohol, though you didn't get a Caucasian.
I did not get a Caucasian, Larry.
Well, that's too bad. It was a good time, though. We had so much fun.
La, 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 la.
My wife and I went bowling on Monday, also.
That's awesome. I wish I would have been in town. We were supposed to. Is Monday going to be the night? I thought it was going to be Tuesday, because Monday's weeds night.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Showtime HBO night, or Showtime night.
Right, yeah. Well, Tuesday night would be better. But see, Tuesday night is dollar night, like, all around. So it would be cheaper, but if there are a bunch of people there, you might not get a lane.
Well, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we could get a lane. The reason why they have dollar night is probably because nobody goes to that place.
Yeah, that's true. The games were $1 on Monday, but we still had to pay like regular price for shoes. They fuck you on the shoes, man.
How much were the shoes?
$5. Yeah. You know, I could probably find some fucking bowling shoes on eBay for $5.
You could, dude. We should get.
It's a hell of a fucking idea,
right?
We
should get some bowling shoes.
Ding, that was a light bulb moment, right?
Yeah,
that
was a light bulb moment, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah.
That was really
good.
But
I could find a fucking ball on eBay, too.
Well, they need to measure your fingers and shit like that. Yeah. You got to try a ball before you buy it, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just be buying balls off eBay.
No, I want to get a good ball, for sure. I don't want some shitty second-rate ball.
Yeah, you got to. If you're gonna roll, you know, you got to roll in style. I want a shirt. I'm gonna get a bowling shirt, and it's gonna be called the Placer. That's my name. My name's the Placer because I place the ball on the lane, and then it goes in and strikes.
The Placer, huh?
The Placer.
All right.
And with two pins and a ball.
Like Jackie Treehorn's logo?
Yeah, dude.
No, that's two balls and a pin. Yeah.
Mine's going to be a little different. It's going to be two pins and a ball.
Okay, yeah, nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Far out, man.
The Placer.
The Placer, man.
That's my nickname as a bowler.
That's good, you know. I hadn't.
You didn't know about my nickname?
Seen that one around? No, huh? I thought it was Walter, but
well, it was that day. But I got named the Placer that day.
Ah, the Placer.
The Placer.
Yeah, that sounds kind of menacing.
Yeah, doesn't it?
We should join a bowling league.
Dude, we should totally join a bowling league. But we're so busy, we don't know when we're gonna. We obviously don't know when we can roll.
Well, I know. I mean, we would have to talk to the scheduling guy.
Yeah. You know. Is it Burkhalter? Is he still in charge of scheduling? I told that crowd.
I don't know. Oh, man.
Oh, dude, we gotta join a league.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a league game, Starfire.
It's illegal.
Are we just going to sit here and do Big Lebowski quotes on that?
I know. I mean, we could. It would be fun.
If for us. People are like, all right. Well, some of these people probably don't even know.
Right. So they're just,
you know, they're probably familiar with things like Shut the Fuck Up, Donnie or something. But they don't know it as in-depth as...
Right, yeah.
As real Big Lebowski fans know them.
I don't know, man. I know, you know, we have a vast listening audience, legions of
loyal followers
out there. And I know of at least one listener out there who shall remain nameless, who is well-versed in the Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know who else is well-versed in the Big Lebowski is Dr. Octagonopus.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
We should try to call him.
Yeah, I watched. Did you watch South Park last night?
No, but he told me about it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It wasn't as funny as the NASCAR one, but it was still funny.
Was it Jersey Shore? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was all.
That's awesome. What was Cartman doing?
Cartman was making fun of what's his name, Kyle, for being a. For being a Jew, a ginger, and a Jersey boy.
That's funny.
The three J's.
Triple J's. That's a fine establishment in Lubbock right across from the Blue Light.
Ah, yes it is. Yes it is. They have wonderful micro-brewed.
You know what, man? You know what, man? I wouldn't even, if you would ask me how to spell ginger, I would have said it started with a G.
I think it does.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, yeah, it does. G-I-N-G-E-R.
Right.
Ginger.
Right.
Ginger.
But, you know Cartman. I mean, he's...
Sounds like a name for a horse. Was there a famous horse named Ginger? Maybe from a movie?
Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Rogers.
I think...
He was a dancer, right?
Yeah, I don't think she was a horse.
She. Yeah.
She.
Whatever.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Rogers. Fred Astaire might have done a dancing scene with a horse. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Good question. We don't have a news team anymore. So
yeah, we fired them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll just.
We should hire a new news team. If you're interested in being our news team, you don't get paid
much,
but you do get paid in things such as smiles
and
caress,
pearls of wisdom.
Total hugs, long embraces,
and well, that's about it. So yeah, give us a call.
Yeah, we'll play the phone number thing here in a
second.
Yeah,
our announcer Benny will get to all that.
Yeah,
later. Tell him about the phone number, Benny.
To leave a message for Starfire and Charlie and possibly be on the podcast, call area code first, 206-338-3542. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. Man in me will do nearly any task. There's a little he would ask. Take a woman like you to get through to the man in me.
So, all right, and we're back hanging out of the podcast here. You can't see us with Starfire and Charlie.
Woo-wee!
Woo-wee!
Oh, yeah. So, what did we do? We went to, we played some festivals.
Yeah, we played Row, Row, Roanoke, gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, Row, Roanoke, gently down the stream. We played in Roanoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did that in a round, and Gabriel was there too, so we did it three times, or three.
It was.
It was the psychedelic freak out.
Oh, no, it was the... Psychedelic Nightmare.
Yeah, Psychedelic Nightmare.
Because we also had Burton Lee himself playing steel from 1100 Springs.
1100 Springs in Texas.
Yeah, and we played another show with 1100 last weekend.
We did? That, oh, yeah.
The Martindale gig at Tommy's thing.
And then you've neglected to hear this. Or I've neglected to tell you this.
No, I'm neglecting to hear this. Don't tell me this shit.
Then I did that John Prine birthday party.
Oh, yeah, with Martindale. You did
that. Yeah, and Matt Hillier was there. And I drank tequila with him after the show all night for a good hour or so. And then I signed, they had me sign this guitar, and I signed this guitar right next to John Prine's signature.
Wow.
Definitely the coolest guitar signing that I'd ever signed.
That's really cool. Who else was there?
Adam Carroll was there, dude. It was so badass. I love Adam Carroll, except he was just playing John Prine songs, which I love John Prine, but.
So did everybody play JP's songs?
Yeah. I played one of mine. Some people played, you know, like one of theirs or whatever.
One of your John Prine songs?
No, I played, we played Blue Umbrella, Bad Boy.
Did somebody do Illegal Smile?
Yes. I can't remember who did it, though.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Did anybody do Sam Stone?
I don't remember.
It's a pretty heavy tune, man. I wouldn't be surprised if nobody did it.
Nobody did That's the Way the World Goes Round. Some dude was there and got pissed. He put down $20 for somebody to play That's the Way the World Goes Round, but my group is already over. I would have played it. But my group is already over, and nobody knew it, and he took his $20 back.
Man, you should have said, dude, I'll play it for $20 out in the parking lot, man.
Yeah, I'm not much of a parking lot player.
Yeah, but me personally, I'm much for $20.
Me too, man. I could use a 20, a twomp right now.
A twomp.
Yeah.
Right on.
So something else happened to that thing. Martindale played. I'm trying to think of the other song. That's why I got confused. What was the other song that we played? Fact. Lake Marie. That should be the song of the week. Lake Marie by John Prine. We're coming up with shit on the spot here.
Right here, bitches.
Do you know what blood looks like in a black and white photograph?
Tell me.
Shadows. Shadows!
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's from that song.
So everybody enjoyed our show last week. We got lots of responsive emails from folks and people saying they enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys enjoyed that with the music.
Yeah, a little You Can't See Us jukebox hour.
Yeah. Somebody was talking shit about the Beach Boys, though, which I didn't appreciate.
Really?
Yeah, in the letters.
All right, who was it? Where were they from?
I can't remember, but I know his name.
I'm going through the fucking archives.
Yeah, go through the archives real quick. Let's see who this person is.
It was
Robert from Hibbing, Minnesota, wrote an email. And he says, Brian Wilson wouldn't know good music if it bit him on the ass.
Ouch.
Brian Wilson.
Robert.
Brian Wilson is a genius. And also, he is very mentally unstable. And so if he hears this podcast, which I've heard through the grapevine that Brian Wilson is an avid listener to our podcast.
Really? You know, that doesn't surprise
me. He'll drive from Southern Illinois, where he lives.
Pat Green listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
So I've heard. I don't mean, you know, I mean.
Have you really heard that?
Yeah.
I know somebody who really does listen to the podcast. This Texas singer-songwriter, William Clark Green.
Yeah, he's out there. Texas singer-songwriter. Man, I went and played some gigs with him the other day. That was fun. Was he
mad, or was he yelling at anybody, like in a joyous frenzy?
He was in a good mood, but he wasn't actually yelling at anyone. Maybe just yelling in general.
Yeah, he just yells. He calls me and yells at me.
Really? What's he yell at you about?
He says that I don't care about my career.
Really?
I care about your Charlie. I care about your career more than you do. That's what he says to me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I care about my career. I just don't care about the shit that you think that I need to care about. Will
Big Oil. I'm gonna start calling fucking Texas singer songwriter William Clark Green and
Acca Big Oil.
Yeah. Acca Big Oil. And I'm going to give Big Oil a call, and I'm going to say, fucking Big Oil, you need to spend more time on your goddamn career.
Finish that record.
I care more about your career than you do, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what he needs to hear.
He does need
Actually,
to hear.
He's listening right now, so.
Yeah, damn it, William. William, we need to call somebody. Who should we call? There once was a pirate captain who sailed the seven seas. He loved to pillage every coastal village, and they called him Gillyweed. Captain Gillyweed. Gillyweed. Captain Gillyweed.
Gillyweed.
You're on You Can't See Us.
What's up?
How you doing, boys?
Good. How are you doing?
We have questions, Gilly.
I can't wait for this.
When do we need to leave tomorrow?
I'm just going to 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I haven't heard from the sound guy. We play at 9 o'clock. I don't know what's up with sound check, but he hasn't called me back.
Okay, so do you know how long we play?
Hour and a half.
90 minutes.
Hour and a half. 90 minutes. 90 goddamn minutes.
And I think Daryl Dodd's after us.
Double D, huh?
Double D.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So, do you have any fun Mariner facts for us, Captain Gillyweed?
Let me think here. Let me think. Calabac Sound is off Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And there's a bunch of channels of waterways through there that go to Savannah, Georgia. It's the largest channel construction in America, I believe.
Really? And where is this channel construction?
The border of South Carolina and Georgia. A whole bunch of different channels of waterways that you can go through, ships and stuff.
Have you sailed your
vessel through?
You know what? I was in Hilton Head this year, and I actually did take a boat.
You did? Did you just commandeer a boat?
Vagabond.
That's pretty piratey of you. Is that even a word? That's very pirate-like of you, Captain, to commandeer a boat.
That's how I roll. If I need a boat, I need a boat.
Well, more power to you.
More power to Captain Gillyweed.
What's been going on in your what's been going on out at sea, Captain?
No, it's been kind of lonely. I haven't heard from my band boys in a while.
Yeah. Well,
I talk more to Gabe than I do to y'all.
What's Gabe been up to? I've been in Austin, man.
Brother Gabe, what's Brother Gabe up to?
Hey, he was going to go with me to greet the American League Division Series winners, Texas Rangers, at the airport the other night, but he backed out because he said he was too stoned.
Oh, that's classic.
It's classic Gabriel.
So did
right
you
there.
Did you go meet the champion fucking team?
Yeah, I did. I went to DFW, and there was about 300 people of us, and Ron Washington and Nolan Ryan were out there.
Was anybody crying?
There probably was a few diehards crying.
That's pretty cool.
You know, I know that's something as a Cubs fan, Charlie, you'd like to experience.
Yeah, I would love to experience that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Seeing the Cubs come to the airport.
I know the Cubs, every one of them personally, and I see them come over to my house all the time, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Yeah, if you're from Illinois, then the Cubs hang out at your house.
Yeah.
Gillyweed.
They make home visits.
Yeah,
gotcha.
just like Nolan Ryan is just now leaving, because we told him to get the fuck out!
Get out!
Nolan!
You're not buying the Rangers!
Son of a bitch!
How dare you get it over Mark Killen!
Oh, good time.
I'm surprised you're not a fan of the Mariners.
Seattle Mariners.
Or possibly the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Pirates just suck.
Right, or what are the Florida Marlins?
What
other fish teams are there?
They're not the Devil Rays anymore.
Are you into football? Like Buccaneers? What are they? Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, are you into that?
Any pirate team will have my support.
There'll be a pirate team.
Wherever there be a pirate team, there be Captain Gillyweed.
I heard a story about Nolan Ryan. I can share that.
Yeah, let's hear it, Captain. Please.
He owns the Round Rock Express that's down north of Austin.
Yeah.
Now the AAA team of the Rangers.
Yeah, they play at the Dell Diamond, right?
Yep. So he goes down there quite often, apparently stays at a hotel. And so everyone at the hotel there, they know him pretty well, and they cater to him and give him whatever he wants. But the front counter guy one day decided to fuck with him. So he came in, and he knew who it was. And he came in, checked in, and said, "I'm here to check in." And he goes, "Well, what's your name, sir?" "Nolan Ryan." "Okay, so... is Ryan the first name, or is Nolan the first name?" "My name's Nolan Ryan." "I'm sorry, sir, you're confusing me. What's the first name, Ryan or Nolan?" "God damn it, son, my name's Nolan Ryan." And that's how it went.
Then he stabbed him in the throat?
And then he, yeah, probably took him out.
And then you found $100?
$100, sure.
Then Nolan Ryan found $100.
There you go.
Ryan Nolan.
Then Ryan Nolan found $100?
Yep, sure did.
That's a great story.
Well,
did that really happen? Did that really happen, Gillyweed?
I believe it.
Tell me now, Gillyweed, did that really happen?
What do you think about that story that you just said to you?
I think it's believable.
To me.
Are you sure that wasn't you? Was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
What's Nolan Ryan's religion? Kabbalah?
I'm sure he's good Anglican.
He's a what?
I'm sure he's a good Anglican.
A wasp. He's a good wasp.
He's a wasp.
Wasp. Wow.
He flies around like a bee, but he's not a bee. He's a wasp.
He was a third baseman?
Yeah, sure.
Played for the New York Giants.
Hell of a home run hitter.
He could hit the hell out of a ball, I
could kick
you that
a
much.
Fucking field goal a mile. No shit.
You remember that time when he was playing the Cowboys and he'd kick that 59-yard field goal to win the game?
Really?
We could use a kicker for the Cowboys.
You could use a lot for the Cowboys. Probably a fucking life for the Cowboys would be the start.
How long has Nolan Ryan been kicking for the Cowboys? I was not aware of this. When did this happen?
He got it in between his third and fourth in the hitters.
Is he buying the Cowboys too?
He should.
You know who should buy the Cowboys? You know I've always thought that would do good if they bought the Cowboys is Jerry Jones. He should buy them.
Nolan Ryan should buy Jerry Jones.
Yeah. And just keep him in his closet and feed him crackers. Jerry, here's your crackers.
Feeding him crackers.
Feeding Jerry Jones crackers. Just crackers and peanut butter.
Celery.
Celery. Oh, that sounds good. Celery and peanut butter.
What do you think about that thing that we just said to you, Gillyweed?
I've lost all interest. I'm talking to people on the computer now.
Are you on Facebook right now? You Facebooking it up?
I'm Yahoo chatting.
Oh.
Yahoo chatting.
You're connecting with people, huh?
I am connecting.
So we should be Yahoo chatting with you on You Can't See Us.
That would be really cool. We can, get a little...
Connect with each other?
Connect, you know, open up the live studio through iHomes and whatnot.
Wow. Would you be willing to head that project up, Captain?
Yeah. Can you facilitate that for us?
We're going to need a whole bunch of servers. We're going to need a very sophisticated social network.
Yep.
Don't y'all have a research staff that you...
No, we fired them.
We just fired them, yeah, about a week ago.
Those poor people, I kind of like them.
Well, you know, shit happens.
You can't keep people in the closet and feed them crackers forever.
No, that's true. I guess that was nice of you to let them go.
Well, yeah, you know, if you're willing to do that, come on down here to the studio sometime, and we'll give you directions.
What is it? Is that animal health?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's top secret, but we'll give you directions, you know. You can come down here, and just don't bring anybody else with you.
Especially a pterodactyl.
Right. That would be fucked up.
I might just have to take over the studio.
Right.
I like it. Gilly could come in here and commandeer the studio.
Arr, this here be my studio.
We should do a whole podcast with Gilly in the studio.
Yes.
We need to set that up, don't we, Gilligan?
You're going to have to get with my assistant.
You have an assistant? That's awesome.
You know what I'm really happy about today?
What are you happy about today? Is it your birthday?
I don't know if y'all saw this, but I bought World Series tickets.
Shut up.
Game 4.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Game 4 in Arlington.
Wow.
How much did that set you back?
A pretty penny.
They're not even in the World Series yet, are they?
Well, not yet, but we can hope.
So they're already selling tickets for a game that they don't
that
even know.
That may not exist.
Wow.
You got to stay ahead of the...
What happens if it doesn't happen? Do you get your money back?
Yeah, they'll refund me.
Are you sure? Did you get like a handshake on that? Or
is it written?
I have it in written policy.
Okay. Because, man... Fucking Nolan Ryan's got your credit card number now. He's just like, you know, he's out there.
Going and staying in hotels with your credit card.
Drinking out of the mini bar.
All right. Well, Gilly, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
It was a blast.
We'll see you tomorrow.
It was good talking to you. And yeah, all right. We'll see you tomorrow, Captain.
Bring your A game.
All right. Have a safe trip back to land, back to shore.
Gracias. See y'all later.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goodbye.
I took my few belongings. We headed out to Pirate's Cove. In my buddy's old Defender, we ran until the gas got low. We were flying close to heaven. Everything was starting to close.
So now we're going to move on to a little spiritual segment of the show. And
yes.
We're going to do some healing. And I don't even if there's nothing wrong with you and you're not diseased or anything.
There's always something. You could always be more healed,
right?
Couldn't you?
There's always room for healing, and if you exercise healing yourself, even when you're not sick, then you stay healthy for a long time.
Yes.
So, many of you out there may be aware of the healing properties of sound.
Yes.
and vibrations and whatnot and all that shit. It can really...
Tones.
Yes, it can really cleanse the soul.
It'll cleanse everything.
Right.
Your bowels even too sometimes.
Oh man, it could. There's the brown note out there.
Yeah. There's definitely the brown note.
So anyway, brown note aside, there is... There is a lot of other healing shit. I don't know. I watched this fucking video, so we're going to...
Walk with us. Come with us here on this journey that we're about to experience.
Learn with us. This is from my teacher, Gordon.
Gordon Lightfoot?
I just call him Gordon. I can't remember.
Okay, Gordon.
Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon?
Gordon. Maybe it's Goldman.
Goldman.
Gordon Goldman.
Madman.
Gordon, I don't know, I can't remember the guy's name.
Gordon L. Goldman.
Whatever this dude is, he's a fucking badass, but, well, maybe not. It's really funny because you listen, like, it's this video, and he's supposedly in this room doing these healing sounds.
Yeah.
And what he doesn't tell you, but you can hear very audibly, is that the healing sounds were done in a fucking studio with, like, reverb on them and shit. And,
right.
So,
well, let's hear these healing sounds.
Yeah, without further ado.
Let's be healed together, listeners. Maybe this will heal my back.
Could heal your back, Charlie. Just sit back and begin the healing.
Relax. Think of nothing.
Let nothing think of you.
I'd like now, with your permission, to project a sound full of intentionality for you to perceive this. The sound that I will be creating, I basically will be scanning this room and creating, if you like, a tone that matches the resonant frequency of the, if you like, group oversoul of the people here. And the intention of this sound will be to add more luminosity, more light into your energy field.
Thank you, Gordon.
As I do this, I ask you to perhaps just close your eyes and receive the sound.
Mm.
And people at home may also receive the sound that is being projected.
Project
receive the intentionality of more light,
I don't even think
more
that's
healing.
A word.
It is now.
And enjoy it.
Thank you.
You may hear another sound within the sound. It may sound like an angel voice or a flute, and that is called an overtone. And the use of overtone for healing and transformation will be covered more fully in another recording.
That you can buy from me later. All right, here we go, folks.
Breathe in, folks.
Did you hear it cut out? It's even better without the video.
Cuts back in.
It's fucking hilarious.
I feel healed, man. Do you?
Yeah.
Relatively?
There we have an example of sound projected with intentionality.
That was all in real time.
Receive the luminosity,
the love of the indigenous
that was projected on that sound.
Gordon. Brave man. It's a good boy. Strong man. Strong voice. Did you bark? Did you go woof at the end?
Woof.
Woof. Woof. Now, Starfire and I wish for you to receive our intentionality and our tones. We wish for you to sit back if you're ready to receive this, and sit back, close your eyes, be very careful, think of nothing, and let nothing think of you. Clear your mind. The intention of this sound, of these tones and frequencies, is to make you shit your pants.
That is some golden podcasting material right there.
You are now embarked upon a journey with Starfire and Charlie with the You Can't See Us podcast.
Fly across the universe.
Be one with the dolphins. Lose yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we've got now coming in hot is the song of the week. It's a John Prine song, one of my favorite John Prine songs off of, what's that album called again?
Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings.
Yeah, it's called Lake Marie.
1995.
I'd tell you what the song's about, but he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, man, I was looking, you know, since we don't have a news team anymore, I had to kind of look this shit up myself, and I noticed that a lot of the Heartbreakers play on this album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like, one of the founding members of the Heartbreakers, and then a couple of the...
Is Mike Campbell playing it?
No, huh? But, See, Howie Epstein is a guy that played bass for the Heartbreakers for a while. He's credited as a multi-instrumentalist. A girl named Mary Ann Faithful, who co-wrote Sister Morphine on Sticky Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Sings on this record. You got a bunch of like Rolling Stones people and a bunch of the Heartbreakers.
That's awesome.
And like Warren Zevon's people and shit.
That's badass.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a star-studded fucking...
event.
Yeah. Well, at least with session musicians, you know?
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, Lake Marie.
Here we go.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. Whatever came first. That night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Ah, baby, we gotta go now. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The loan sharks were sharking. The necks were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies. Nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie! We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, 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 peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the podcast for this evening.
That's it.
And it was random. Even everything about that podcast was random. Even the song. It's the most random song. You know, it's just like, what?
But it's all right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love random songs.
That's what podcasting is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about whatever the fuck we want it to be about.
Exactly.
So, tune in next week. We didn't get Matt Martindale on here like we said we were. He refused to come on the show.
Matt Martindale, anybody who refuses to come on the podcast, we will rat you out.
Yeah, he said no. He just outright refused.
Yeah, he was like, no.
I think we actually have a recording of him saying no somewhere. But
yeah.
You know, it's not much of a...
We'll play that next week.
Yeah, he just refused.
No, actually, we should just... Special guest is Matt Martindale on the podcast next week, and we'll just have it just say... Hey, man, you want to be on our podcast? No.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Matt Martindale.
Matt Martindale. So, all right.
Be good to everybody.
And be bad to no one.
And be...
Be the light that shines down and brightens your day.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Be benevolent, not malevolent. Goodbye, kids. We'll see you again.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.